Every one of us has a choice. That's right. You can choose to follow the will of God for your life, or you can do this. You can choose to follow your own will. But my friend, there's no greater joy and comfort in knowing this, that you're in the will of God. There's no greater place to be. Why? Because God is all-seeing and God knows what is best.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
My friend, we are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, and I will read the 34th verse. It said, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. My beloved, I want to say this. What is true Christianity? I'm glad you asked. You see, if you're to come after Christ, then there is something that we have to do. Well, what is that? Well, we must deny ourselves. Well, I know that's not popular because people don't want to hear that in churches today. They don't want to hear preachers preaching that you have to deny the flesh or deny yourself. But that's what Jesus said. That's what the Bible says. See, you must lay aside your plans, your desires, your agenda, your future, and take upon yourself God's plan and purpose for your life. My friend, you might have a plan and a future already mapped out for your life, but God might have something totally different. And my friend, whatever God has, it will always be better than what we have for ourselves. Because why? Because God knows best. He is all-seeing, all-knowing God. He is omniscient. He knows everything. And God's plan is always better than our plan. Listen, my friend, are you going to follow the plan of God? Or are you going to follow your own plan or your own desires? Are you going to do what you want to do? Or are you going to do what God tells you to do? Because the choice is yours. But there is no greater place to be but in the will of God for your life. No matter how hard it might be, if you are in the will of God, it is the best place. The Lord will be with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. Maybe right now, the Lord has you in a hard place. Maybe it's hard where you're working. Maybe it's hard where you're living. Maybe God called you to plant the church, and it's hard. It's a hard area. But my friend, if you're in the will of God, it is the best place to be. And let me tell you this, God's grace is sufficient to enable you to get through whatever it is that you're in. God will help you, my friend. You see, to deny self, what does it mean? Well, it means this, to renounce yourself. In other words, that person must give up all claims upon himself. As a Christian, we are now servants of Jesus Christ. We are disciples of Christ. Or you can say a disciple is a follower of Jesus, a bondslave, if you will. In other words, we do his will, not our will. A servant did the will of his master. You see, the meat of Jesus was what? To do the will of the Father. The Apostle Paul touched the known world because he was dead to self. He lived the life of Christ. He is crucified with Christ. No longer did he live, but Christ that liveth in him. You see, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. That's what Jesus said. You know, we say that we have no time to pray, no time for worship, no time for Bible reading, no time for service. Yet we do have time to do what we want to do. At least we always seem to find time to do what we want to do. See, it all has to do with your priorities and the condition of the heart. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. My friend, it is imperative, according to the Word of God, that we deny self, our flesh, our desires, and we yield ourselves to the will of God and take upon his desires for our life. There's no greater joy than knowing that you are in the will of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.